Hi, everyone. This is Nancy Duncan from Duncan Hearing Healthcare. Each month, we send out a newsletter to keep our community updated on the latest happenings in our world, as well as adding some fun event news and staff spotlights where we can. We had a few people ask us if we could offer our newsletters in an audio format to make them more accessible. So here I am, Nancy Bott.
Hi there. How are you? The chill sets in, the daylight fades quicker, and the month fills with moments that pull us back to what's important. It's November once more. How was your Halloween? We all had a blast dressing up and in the office. Cameron was Blippi for Halloween last year, and we're still cracking up at the comparison between the costume and the real deal. Spot the difference. In our clinic, we're looking for nominations from the community for Here for the Holidays. From the nominations we receive in November, we pick one winner from each office in December to receive a pair of premium device hearing aids and a year of service. Nominations can be submitted on our website, so be sure to visit and send in your nominations for someone who deserves to feel included and loved at the dining table this holiday season. On Tuesday, November 11th, we pause for Veterans Day, where we recognize the sacrifices that our veteran community made for our nation. Our office will be open on Veterans Day. So rest assured that if you have an appointment with us, we'll be there. Later in the month, National Espresso Day on Sunday, November 23rd. One of the best coffee shops near the office is the Daily Brew Coffee House. This is a fantastic Falmouth staple where community comes first and everyone is welcome. We're often sitting in the cozy ambiance, enjoying a warm drink, especially now as it starts to get cooler. Feel free to say hi if you see us around. And finally, on Thursday, November 27th, families across the U.S. will gather for Thanksgiving. April, Chantel, Laura, and I will be celebrating Thanksgiving with our families. This will be Laura's first Thanksgiving as a grandmother. A quick note that all our locations will be closed from November 27th to 28th. Thank you for trusting us with your care, for your continued support, and for being a part of our Duncan Hearing family. It is truly our privilege to be a part of your better hearing journey, and we are grateful every day for the opportunity to do so. Wishing you a November full of meaning, warmth, and maybe a few too many espressos. If you need any help or want to ensure your hearing aids are performing at their best for these key events and get-togethers, then we're here to help. What 160,000 people just taught us about hearing a major study from Apple, the University of Michigan, and the World Health Organization has been following more than 160,000 adults, gathering hundreds of millions of hours of data from iPhones, Apple Watches, and headphones. The goal? To understand how everyday noise, headphone use, and reported symptoms affect hearing health over time. Some of the findings are eye-opening. Tinnitus is common. 78% of participants reported ringing in the ears at some point, and 15% live with it daily. Age matters. Adults 55 plus are far more likely to experience constant tinnitus compared to younger adults. Noise and stress are key triggers. About 1 in 5 linked their symptoms to noise trauma, while many others pointed to stress. It's not one size fits all. Some describe tinnitus as a high-pitched tone, others as white noise or more complex sounds. The study confirms something we see in the clinic every day. People often normalize the early signs, turning the TV up, struggling in noisy restaurants, or noticing ringing only at night. But catching these changes early makes all the difference. Even Apple is pushing this forward, with their latest AirPods now offering self-administered hearing screenings and basic over-the-counter amplification options. With the weight of Apple behind the message, awareness is spreading fast. More people are realizing that hearing health deserves priority, and more are taking action sooner rather than later. November holidays. National Nachos Day, November 6th. It's time to celebrate the ultimate comfort food. Grab your favorite chips, melt some cheese, and pile those toppings high because this is your official excuse for a seriously satisfying, crunchy, cheesy feast. Veterans Day, November 11th. On this important day, we pause to honor and thank the brave individuals who have served our nation to protect our freedom. Take a moment to salute their service and remember their great sacrifice. World Kindness Day, November 13th. Let's make the world a little brighter. this is the perfect day to unleash your inner good Samaritan. Buy a drink for the person behind you in the drive-through lane, leave a nice note, or simply give a genuine compliment. Every bit of kindness counts. World Children's Day, November 20th, a day dedicated to celebrating the world's most creative and joyful citizens, our kids. Today is for recognizing their rights, listening to their voices, and working to make sure they have a future as bright as their imaginations. World Television Day, November 21st. From streaming epics to binge-watching reality shows, give a nod to the invention that brings the world right into your living room. What classic show are you going to rewatch to celebrate this day? Thanksgiving, November 27th. Get ready for turkey, stuffing, and all the glorious sides. It's the U.S. holiday for gathering with loved ones, counting your blessings, and enjoying a massive, delicious meal, followed, of course, by a necessary nap. November trivia. Ready to test your knowledge? Can you answer all three of these questions? I'm always impressed by the number of people who respond to these emails and get a perfect score each time. One number. The 11th hour of the 11th day of the 11th month marked the end of which war? A. World War I. B. World War II. C. Korean War. D. Vietnam War. Two number. The word espresso comes from the Italian meaning A. Under pressure. B. Pressed out. C. Fast or express. D. Dark roast. Three number. Which flower is traditionally worn on Remembrance Day in many Commonwealth countries? A. Red rose. B. White lily. C. Red poppy. D. Chrysanthemum. Answers are at the end of this audio newsletter. Rediscover the joy of better hearing. Are you finding it harder to follow conversations or missing out on everyday sounds? You're not alone, but you don't have to settle for less than clear, confident hearing. Modern hearing aids are small, smart, and incredibly powerful, helping you reconnect with the world around you while boosting your confidence and quality of life. At Duncan Hearing Healthcare, we combine advanced technology with personalized care to ensure your hearing experience is comfortable, effective, and life-changing. To read the rest of this blog, please head to the blog section of our website. Until next time, take care and stay connected. Thanks for taking a few minutes with us this month. November always has a way of bringing perspective, whether it's pausing to remember, sharing time with family, or just enjoying a quiet coffee break. As always, we are so grateful for the trust our patients put in us as we guide them on their hearing journey. We understand how stressful it can be, especially if someone is new to the process of needing hearing aids and realizes the amount of faith and trust it takes to walk through our doors for the first time. It warms our hearts further when they then refer their family and friends to us afterward. We fully understand the amount of trust that takes and will always be so grateful for it. If you need us, call 508-674-3334. Happy Thanksgiving and have a wonderful rest of your month. Speak soon, Dr. Nancy Duncan. P.S. Here are the trivia answers. 1. A. World War I. 2. C. Fast or Express. 3. C. Red Poppy.